PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
And good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with us for the next little while. Now, I think I do, a lot peppier, a lot more alive than I did last week. And that was, as I explained last week, the weather has been absolutely terrible. But bear with me, even though it is terrible right now, there's a reason for me feeling rather chipper, rather peppier than I was. Not pepper, peppier. For the very simple reason that I'll be heading down to Melbourne, Australia for about 6 days. Now, for our time in Australia, we're going to be presenting a program from Melbourne itself. So that is going to be next week on the program. It's not going to be anything unusual or different, maybe a little bit, but the program next week will be coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. Yes, I can't wait. Oh, the sun, the snow. Wait a minute, snow? Where did that come from? I should say the sun, and the more sun, the beautiful blue skies, the wonderful Australian summer night, barbecues, having a nice beer. Jolly good fun, isn't it? Yes. Anyway, hopefully I won't be too tipsy when we do the program, because the day before recording it, I am heading to an Australian barbecue, which will have a lot of delicious Australian table wines and beer. So maybe Happy Station will be happier than usual. Okay. So even though I'm still here for a few days in Taiwan during this absolutely dreadful weather period, it doesn't matter anymore, because I'll be sitting in sunshine very, very soon. Anyway, let's begin with music right away. And how appropriate I should choose as our first song today, Walked in the Rain. Yes, walked, not walk in the rain, but walked in the rain. UB40.
To the moon, stop when I listen to me. Mostly I find that I disagree. Tell me to change, set myself free. I'm not convinced, I don't wanna be free.
UB40 and Walked in the Rain. Now, I want to talk about something that some of you who are listening right now will have no idea what I'm talking about. Others listening will have exact knowledge of what I'm talking about. Now, I should explain to you, in case you haven't heard me mention it before, how we actually do this program. We actually record it as if we are doing it live. So if the show is 55 minutes, it usually takes about 55 minutes to do it. So from beginning to end, and we don't stop. The only time that we do stop, however, is in case of a technical error, i.e. myself. Now, last week when we did the program, something happened, and I think it was towards the first half of the show. I had my mobile phone with me in the studio, and it rang, and I answered. And when I answered, we actually stopped. We stopped recording. And then we started recording again, and we made a note of where we actually had to do an edit after the whole thing was completed. So there was about maybe 15 seconds or so of a telephone ringing me saying hello, blah, 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 then stop and, okay, we're ready to go now. Yes, we're ready to go. All right, here goes. And then I picked up where I had left off before my phone rang. So, as I said, we made a note, or I did. I made a note on a piece of paper. Okay, we have to make a cut at whatever time it was. So, we came to the end of the show. The last song was done. We saved the file. I walked out of the studio into the control room and said, okay, goodbye. Well, I'll see you all tomorrow. And myself and our technician, Lee, forgot to actually make that edit. Now, after the show was saved, we then do, as we do with all our programs, we put them onto a special FTP. And radio stations that run programs from PCJ Radio International log on to the FTP and download the latest editions. It could be of this program, Media Network Plus, Focus, Asia Pacific, Nash Holos. It doesn't matter what it is. So we save the file, we put it up on the FTP, and that's how we thought, okay, that's it, we can go now. Tomorrow's Friday, a few little other things we have to do. And the weekend's here, and that's it. Well, just by accident, I decided to catch the web stream of one of the radio stations that relay our program before Sunday. Now, on PCJ Radio International, right here, if you're listening to PCJ right now, the program goes out on a Sunday. But there are a number of partner stations that do run the program on Friday nights and Saturday, depending on what market that they're in. So, I think I may have gotten home sometime around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, that is, after meeting some friends for dinner and then a few drinks later on. So I got home and I thought, okay, I'll take the dog for a walk, and had my phone with me and headphones. And I want to hear a little bit of the station for a bit. So I tuned in online to one of the audio streams of one of the stations that runs the program. And I heard this thing go out. And I said something which I think you can use your imagination to figure out what it was. I'm not going to say it here. And I went, and then had to rush back to the station to make the edit, resave the program, put it back on the FTP, and to rather fix it. So, some of you were lucky enough to hear that little blooper. Others had no idea that there was even a blooper that went out. Now, it is not the first time that we've had funny things happen during a recording of the program. There have been times in the past where I have had a creaky chair, which was too creaky and had to be replaced partway through because you couldn't move on the silly thing. Thank heavens we got rid of that. We've had instances where I've dropped things in the studio, including spilling coffee on myself, which was rather interesting. And you heard the spilling part, but we cut out the language that I'd use because the coffee was hot. So these things do happen. Now, it does happen even in recorded programs that sometimes these mistakes will go to air, even during recorded programs. I remember quite some time ago, and this happened at Radio Nederland, there was a continuity. She's still alive. She's not saying that she passed away, but she's still alive. But there was a continuity reader at Radio Nederland, a voice that many of you will know because she read the news and announcements in between transmissions. Her name was Jackie Spears. And there was one time that was rather funny because she'd finished doing the news, gave a brief rundown of the weather in the Netherlands, and then said, coming up next, I think it was Research File. Yes, it was Research File. Now, this is in the days when Radio Nederland was still using tape. Now, what is common in a lot of radio stations is that after a program is done, the program is not rewound, it's kept tails out. So the end of the show is at the little bit at the end. So when it's brought to the master control room, there the tape is rewound and then played out. Anyway, this was one of those circumstances. It could happen. The tape wasn't rewound. So what ended up being on the air was sort of like, that was the news in Hilversum. I'm Jackie Spears. Next, the research file. There was a pause. And then all of a sudden you heard music going backwards and somebody going, yeast, up, up, yip, up, yip, up, yeet, what, yip. Yeah, the tape was playing backwards. So even with recorded programs, this kind of thing does happen. Another thing that was, it didn't happen a lot, but it had happened even when I was at Radio Canada International. I remember it happening on, it wasn't something that I did, contrary to what some people may believe, because I wasn't there that day. But there was a program, 1990 or 91, the program was going out. And it was an interview, and there had been some editing done in the interview. And this is, of course, in the days when you had to physically cut the tape and then use a piece of splicing tape to stick the bits back together. And there were bits of the interview, one bit in particular, that the tape was reversed. So the program was going out live. They introduced it. This interview was going out fine, 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 fine. And then all of a sudden, a couple of minutes into it, it started playing in reverse. So some people would think that live radio, mistakes can happen, and when you least expect it, when you least expect it. But that is not the case, and there are a number of instances where I have seen with pre-recorded programs completely going out as if they shouldn't have been going out. Even when I was at China Radio International, there was one program in particular that I remember very well because it used to air in the afternoons and it was called Afternoon Concert. And the producer, presenter of the show, Mindy somebody, who was originally from public radio in the United States, who came to CRI and then went back to Minnesota Public Radio. I don't remember her family name, but she did this classical music show, which was absolutely fantastic. Now, she had done the program in the 1990s, and it was recorded on DAT tape. Now, she'd recorded about a year's worth of programs. So, 52 programs, 1 hour, 2 hours each. So, that's 104 DAT tapes. Now, long after she left CRI, CRI continued to air this program. But as things sometimes happen, if they're not labeled correctly, the hours get all mixed up. So what would happen is sometimes you would hear Mindy say, well, that was Beethoven coming up next, Bach, in our next hour. And then the news would come on, and then you'd hear, this hour, Tchaikovsky, because the tapes were all out of order. Now, DAT, digital audio tape, which does sound fantastic, does have one teeny little flaw. And anybody, of course, that has been around sound studios or radio studios before with that will know that, like all media that is touching something, tape, for example, touching a recording and playback hit and all the little spindles inside, after time, of course, tapes do 10 times stretch, especially if they're being played over and over and over. So it does put wear on it. Another problem with DAT tape, digital audio tape, is that after a while, the recording starts to break down digitally. So it may sound fine, and then a few minutes later, a few seconds later, you'll get this digital sound of a voice synthesizer, and the voice is completely broken up. So these programs actually continued to air at CRI for quite some time until I told them, you know, just pull them. Really, just pull them. And eventually they did. So these things happen everywhere. I've even heard mistakes on stations like The Voice of America, where the news presenters finish reading the news and they leave the studio microphone on. And then you can hear all the chit-chat going on with whoever else is in the studio or the technician in the control room. The funniest one I heard one time was after a news bulletin, somebody didn't turn the microphone off. And you can hear the chair move. You can hear the studio door open. And then you can hear a football match in the background. So yes, even with recorded programs, these things happen just as much as with live programs. Now, today with the modern equipment that we're using in radio production and also television production, there are, of course, a lot less of them. But pay attention, because you never know what kind of jewels you might hear, and it might be the only time that you hear it unless you have a tape recorder going and manage to record it. So, keep your fingers crossed that nothing will happen on today's program. And by the way, who knows? Maybe what you're listening to right now is actually an outtake. Maybe everything that I've been saying for the last 12 minutes and 20 seconds wasn't meant to air. Or was it? Well, we shall never know. Time for more music again, after babbling on for all that time. This is a singer who passed away last year. His name is Demis Roussos, and he had a number of hits in the late 60s and 1970s. And this is one of them, and it's a song actually that he co-wrote himself, and it's called My Friend the Wind.
Thank you.
the late Demis Roussos and My Friend the Wind. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, many of you may be familiar with the streaming television service Netflix. They have produced such award-winning programs such as House of Cards, starring Kevin Spacey, and many, many others. Now, for the longest time, Netflix was only available in a few countries, namely the United States, the UK, and I think Canada, and one or two here and there. But at the beginning of this year, they went global. They're now in every country around the world, except for China, maybe, and North Korea, and a few other small ones. And they just got Netflix here in Taiwan at the same time. And I've been going through their television selection, and Netflix does produce some wonderful, fantastic television series. House of Cards is just one of them. And there's this new series that's now, that I started watching on Netflix a week ago, and watched the first season at one time. Binge watching, I think, is what they call it. Binge watching. And it's called Better Call Saul. Better Call C-A-L-L. Saul, S-A-U-L, as in Saul the name. And it is an interesting story because it's about a lawyer who had a bit of a shady background and then studied law, became a lawyer, was very unsuccessful, and would do all kinds of cases that real serious lawyers wouldn't touch. Anyway, as the series goes on, eventually he then makes it big and joins a very good law firm. Now, the series is quite interesting. It's described as a crime drama, and it is. But I don't know about you, but something that I absolutely love is dark humor. This is very dark, black humor, and very witty, and just absolutely fantastic. So if you are a subscriber to Netflix, I would suggest that you go and watch at least a few episodes. Now, the pilot episode, it's the kind of thing, you know, sometimes you watch a pilot to a series and you really don't get into it. But sometimes it takes maybe 2-3 episodes before you really start getting into it. And that was pretty much the thing with Better Call Saul. I just actually came across it by accident. I was having dinner one evening and thought, I should watch something. And I thought, this seems interesting. I don't know what it's like. If it's no good, I'll just, you know, stop watching and go to something else. And I'm so glad that I did. I'm so glad that I did, because it is absolutely fantastic. It really is fantastic. So do go and check it out if you have a chance. Better Call Saul, available on Netflix. All right. Time now for music from a singer by the name of Rodriguez, who you may remember. They made a documentary about a couple of years ago called Searching for Sugar Man. Here he is with Crucify Your Mind.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing, as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
Rodriguez with Crucify Your Mind from the soundtrack to the documentary Searching for Sugar Man. Speaking of documentaries, this was another documentary that I caught off Netflix. And it's called The Wrecking Crew. No, it has nothing about it's nothing about crews going around wrecking buildings or anything like that. The Wrecking Crew is actually a group of musicians that were based in Los Angeles. And in the 1960s and partway through the 70s, they were heard on more hits than any other musician. Now, if you pick up a compilation album of music from the 60s, I would probably guarantee that 97% of the musicians on all the tracks will be the same ones. The Wrecking Crew also brought to light some extremely talented singer-songwriters like Glen Campbell, who was also part of that group. And The Wrecking Crew became popular because it's an interesting story, because sometimes you'd have a record producer and they'd go, oh, this is a good band. We heard them perform live. But then when they would get to the studio, maybe their musical abilities were not that good to be on record. So they'd bring in the studio musicians, session musicians, that is, who would perform all the music numbers, and then the vocalist of the group would come in and do their vocals. Now, a good example of this is the classic Beach Boys album, Pet Sounds, that features the song Good Vibrations. What's interesting to note is that on the album, even though the Beach Boys would perform in concert and would play musical instruments themselves, not just in concert, but also on television, but on the album, it's made completely of session musicians. And this was Brian Wilson, who, of course, was the main driving force behind the Beach Boys, because he wanted to have the best sound possible. So there are hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. Songs like Runaway, I've Got You Babe, These Boots Are Made for Walking, Beach Boys songs, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Now, if you have a Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass album and you look at the pictures of the band on the back, they're not the ones playing on the record. No, they would perform on television and in concert. But the musicians were session musicians and absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant documentary. And I'm watching it going, I kept saying to myself, I didn't know that. Oh, that's fascinating. Really? I'm so surprised about that one. And there was an interesting story. Now, many of you are, of course, are familiar with the Monkees, who also had a popular television series in the late 1960s. Now, the Monkees, of course, were a band that were created for the television series. And there's a whole section where they're saying, you know, when they first showed up to record their first album, they were rather upset that they wouldn't be used on the record, that instead it was studio musicians. But they said now when they look back, it's a good thing that they were, that there were studio musicians used, and that their musical abilities didn't go on the record, because they said otherwise they wouldn't have had the hits. You know, so sometimes it's also amazing how you can have a vocalist who, in a studio, can go into a studio, even vocalists, this will happen with vocalists, they can go into a studio and they do so many things to the voice to actually make them sound good and make them sound fantastic, but maybe they don't have a good voice to begin with. Now, I don't want to mention any singers that this is done, because there's actually quite a few. But as one record producer who was interviewed in this documentary said, you know the level of somebody's professionalism if they can go into a studio, sing, and do it maybe one take, maybe a few more, and then it's done. And then you choose the best take for the album. To a singer who goes into a studio, while they're recording the track, constantly has to stop because they're either singing a note that's flat or out of pitch. And then they take the little bits and pieces from this song, that song, from different takes, here, there, 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 put it all together, use what's called a pitch controller to fix the voice. He says that's how you can tell a good singer. If a singer can go in, sing it live a few times with the band or with a backing track nonstop, and then choose the best take for release, to a singer that does the same song in bits and pieces and then they mix it together. Now, the singer that we're going to take a listen to now is somebody who is known for only wanting to do one takes. In fact, it was so important to him to make the recording sound live that in the early sessions that he did, except for maybe the last two that he did, the last two are probably the only ones he didn't do that, but most of his albums would have a small audience in the studio, so he could perform the song the way he would perform it live. And I'm speaking of none other than Frank Sinatra. This is from one of my favorite Reprise albums, The Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, and other Academy Award winners. Frank Sinatra with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra with an absolutely beautiful song, All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you all the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest tree is, that's how it's got to feel. Deeper than the deep blue sea is, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all those in between years, come what may. Who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. Thank you. And when somebody needs you, it's no good unless she needs you all the way. Through the good or lean years and for all those in between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way.
Frank Sinatra, from the album Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, and other Academy Award winners with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra and the Standard, All the Way. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com is the way to get in touch with us. Now, as you're probably aware, I was doing quite a bit of chit-chat on the program, so I'm going to make this break really short. So we'll go right next to our next song. A singer who I've interviewed a couple of times and one of my favorite singers of the kind of song that we just heard a moment ago by Frank Sinatra. His name is Steve Lawrence, and this is from an album called The Steve Lawrence Show, an album that was released just around the time he was doing his television series of the same name that featured some of the most requested songs from that series. Here he is with Sweet Marie.
Count each day when I go, then before you know, time will fly before your eyes and you will never realize I'm gone. Though we two have to part, I leave you my heart. Keep it close beside your own and you will never be alone, sweetheart. Sweet Maria, don't you cry. As a wing, faster than you think, round and round the clock keeps turning, you know that my heart is burning too.
Sweet Marie by the great Steve Lawrence. Anyway, we're nearly out of time for this week's program. Oh, there we go. See? I don't know if you heard that, but something definitely just went wrong. And I was moving the microphone, and the mic boom made a very creaky noise. And there's also a noise coming from somewhere else. I don't know if there's a window open somewhere. But it's quite windy right now, and you can hear the wind howling. Don't ask me. That sounds more like a ghost than anything. But anyway. Once again, PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com. Next week's program is going to be coming to you recorded from Melbourne, Australia. So do tune into that. We're going to be playing a lot of Australian music that program. And I'll be doing my Australian accent next week. And playing something about the two Bruces. You know what I mean? The two Bruces. The Bruces. Oh, I'm being silly right now. Okay. Anyway. We're going to leave you today with a singer from Zimbabwe. His name is Oliver Mutagudzi. And the song is called, and I'll do my best to pronounce the title, Nidma Nadap Kadza. I know that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound right to me either. But that's actually the closest pronunciation that I'll make of it. Anyway, we're going to leave you right now. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Ndima yese ndasa kuranda sunza.